Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, has reported 49 new cases of COVID-19 in the local jurisdiction for December 3 and one new death. No details on the death were revealed, but this is now the 40th COVID-related death reported in the Sudbury Health jurisdiction since the pandemic began. This also comes on a day when the Ontario government has reported more than 1,000 new cases across the province. There is also an outbreak on the Wequimkong unceded territory on Manitoulin Island. The health unit is also reporting there are now 324 active cases that are being monitored. Also, since the PHSD began tracking COVID-19 cases just over 21 months ago, there have been 3,999 total COVID-19 cases confirmed locally. PHSD also said 3,640 of those cases are now resolved. More complete details are included on the daily COVID-19 public health summary. As for the possible location of the new cases, PHSD said 35 new cases were reported to have occurred in Greater Sudbury, 4 new cases in the Rural Sudbury District and 10 new cases were assigned to the Manitoulin District. With respect to the possible causes of new and recent cases, PHSD reported 10 cases that are outbreak associated, 29 cases that are close contact of a confirmed case, 15 cases with no known epidemiological link and a decrease of 5 cases under investigation. PHSD also reported general demographics each day about the age groups of people who are becoming infected. Epidemiological data showed that the majority of local cases are persons in the 20 to 39 age category with 1,396 total cases, an increase of 14. There were also 1,058 cases for the 19 and under age group, an increase of 15. The next highest number was 937 for the 40 to 59 age group, an increase of 12. Seniors in the 60 to 79 age group amounted to 461 cases total, an increase of 5. People aged 80 and over are currently the lowest category with 139 cases, an increase of 3. There were no cases listed in the unspecified age category. Note: the numbers above might not correspond to other numbers being reported because the health unit does not report fresh numbers daily as they happen. Some of the numbers are delayed. With respect to COVID-19 testing, PHSD said there have been 330,334 total tests carried out locally since the pandemic began, an increase of 1,671 tests since the last testing report on Thursday. With respect to vaccination numbers, PHSD is now reporting percentages of people vaccinated rather than doses given. The percentage of area residents who are now fully vaccinated translates to 74% of people in the PHSD area. This is the same percentage reported by PHSD on Thursday. The health unit has also reported there are several active local outbreaks and several recent exposure risks. More details can be found on the daily COVID summary page. Just scroll to the bottom of the summary page to COVID-19 outbreaks. It also includes locations where outbreaks have been declared over. There is nothing official yet on the PHSD webpage, but Wequimkong unceded territory on Manitoulin Island is reporting an outbreak of 39 total cases on Manitoulin Island, as of Friday afternoon. Local Ogemaw Chief Duke Peltier spoke to the community through social media on Friday and was asking area residents to stay at home to reduce the chance of the virus spreading. Also, at Sudbury's Health Sciences North, there were 20 patients with confirmed COVID-19 at the hospital, said the hospital website. 8 of those patients were in the intensive care unit. In addition to this, there were 11 admitted patients being tested for COVID-19. HSN said none of the 11 patients was admitted to the ICU, intensive care unit. On the provincial COVID-19 roster today, the Ontario Government Daily website reported 1,031 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases across the province. Also today, the province reported 4 new COVID-19 deaths.